All right, we're talking about See Something, Say Something. What is this initiative all about?
The See Something, Say Something initiative. Before I go into that, I just want to thank you for allowing us to be here. Delaware State Police, on behalf of the men and women, Colonel Nathaniel McQueen, our superintendent, allowing us to be here to talk about this and to help spread our message. So we appreciate that, Kelly. The See Something, Say Something initiative is all about reporting suspicious activity. It's about doing your job to help fight crime. It's about keeping Delaware safe, as I think it's very important for people to do that. Now, See Something, Say Something began in New York City as police leveraged a large population of who were in a position to better, see things better than law enforcement at times.
Why is it critical, Sergeant, when you see something? Why is it critical to say something to someone, in particular law enforcement?
Well, I can tell you, while the epidemic of active shooter events occurs or has continued in America, unarmed citizens can play a vital role, and that vital role in deterring those violent acts and increasing survivability rates should an incident occur. Suspicious activity reporting can be reported to the anti-terrorism tip line, Crime Stoppers, or by calling 1-800-FORCE-12. Again, that's 1-800-FORCE-12, or emailing force12@state.de.us, or contacting local law enforcement. Any emergency should always be immediately reported to 911. We do have our comprehensive website webpage where people can report suspicious activity. And of course, any emergency should always be immediately reported to 911.
Would you say that DSP relies heavily on the general public for information?
Yeah, well, I can tell you the Delaware State Police encourages all citizens to report suspicious behaviors regardless if there are national security threats, prowlers, drug transactions, or highway safety hazards. We do not ask citizens to spy on one another, but we ask citizens to report behaviors that are potential threats to the public safety. It's so very important if people see something that they should say something. And we establish relationships, and we like that flow of information to not only help communities, but to help keep Delaware safe.
In your line of work, would you say over the years, maybe it's still the case today, but do a lot of people still turn a blind eye to incidents in general?
I can't speak on behalf of everyone, but I do know there's people out there that want to support law enforcement. They want to help keep Delaware safe, and then they do take action, and we appreciate that. And what we want to do as Delaware State Police is encourage those people who may have doubt on whether or not they see something to actually say something, so we can actually vet that, investigate if possible, and deter crime. And it's so very important that people, and especially in this day and time, to call or to make some contact with local law enforcement, Delaware State Police, either through 911 or through our webpage, or calling a troop directly. And it's very important that they do that.
All right. Two-part question. Has there ever been a mass casualty attack in Delaware, or even an active shooter event here in Delaware?
Okay. A mass casualty attack in Delaware, the answer is yes. In early 2018, there was a 5-victim murder near Price's Corner. Numbers are not available how many mass murder acts of mass violence have occurred in Delaware. And an active shooter in Delaware, and to the answer to that question is yes. April 1997 at the Wilmington Amtrak Yard. This was not an Amtrak train station. However, an individual killed one and shot two more during a shooting rampage with 15 rounds. The shooter was identified by the Wilmington police and shot at the crime scene. The location of the shooting was at an Amtrak maintenance warehouse in the city limits.
What do you think, last question, what do you think Delaware State Police and others involved in those two incidents, mass casualty and active shooter, what do you think you guys have learned since then?
Well, I think every case is looked at specifically with what happened, what can we do better, how can we prevent this? And I think what we learned, one of the most biggest things, and I know we talked about the most critical step in prevention, and how serious, how dangerous, how grave, or life-threatening it is. The most critical step is we need to establish relationships and maintain those relationships with the community and with different agencies, different organizations, especially citizens who are in a position to observe and detect behaviors that may indicate possible or impending violence.